she doesn't know the towns are distant. She's Pam Ward. That's who's calling this game. The Military Bowl between Maryland and East Carolina. Joining me for a brief discussion of a bowl game, which he has no knowledge about whatsoever, is Drew McGarry. Thanks for joining us, Drew.
So that's a bowl game? Military Bowl?
Yeah, it's the one closest to your house.
So they have one in D.C.? Yeah, I don't like the cold weather bowls. I don't get that.
I don't either. Like, the only one that's worse would be the Pinstripe Bowl in New York.
Like, if you're going to make it a boondoggle. You know, make it a real junket. It's just like a one-armed man that goes on in The Fugitive, you know, where they go to Cancun and they go fishing and then they kill Kimball's wife. Like, it needs to be that kind of junket.
Well, would a proper boondoggle be something like a bowl game in Detroit in terms of a fiasco?
Yeah, no, that's no good for either. It has to be somewhere warm and somewhere that, like, is filled with shady people who, you know, are trying to elude child support charges.
I'm fond of reminding people of this, but there was a bowl game in Havana called the Bacardi Bowl.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in the
40s. Tell me that wouldn't be the greatest thing ever. I would love that.
It was Fulgencio Batista actually had the game programs called back because the picture on the back of the program wasn't big enough. It wasn't a glorious enough photo of Batista. So they threatened to actually just not have the game at all until they sent the programs back and made like this glorious big-ass portrait of Batista. So yeah, that really happened. And actually, that's the only time you'll ever see like Villanova and Auburn play football, because those were, at one point, the Bacardi Bowl actually had Villanova v. Auburn. Of course, Auburn won, I believe, because, you know, they were paying players even back then. This is, by the way, also a game between Maryland and East Carolina, which, what does the outsider know about Maryland football? Because, frankly, it being an ACC team, nobody knows anything about them, period, other than their coach was fat before he was fired. What do you think of
them? I live here, so I know that they're pursuing Mike Leach and they haven't hired him yet, which is really stupid. Where, like, hey, like, I read on the radio, they were like, well, it's far from a done deal. They're looking at Randy Edsall, and I was like, Randy Edsall? You can hire Mike Leach, and you can hire Randy Edsall? Like, are they stupid? Like, hire Mike Leach. Like,
yeah,
everyone will actually pay attention. Nobody even knew. Like, Maryland, no one even thinks of Maryland. Because, like, if you go to University of Maryland, like, if you've ever been on the campus, you look at this place, and you're like, well, I'm never going to think about this place again. Like, it's just empty. It's just horrible. Like, there's no reason for it to exist. So they need to hire Mike Leach. I'm just blown away that they wouldn't hire Mike Leach. Like, no, we don't want to score. We don't want to have 50 to 45 shootouts every game. That would be too interesting. You know?
Well, yeah, if you're thinking about Randy Edsall or Mike Leach, then you clearly are schizophrenic. You sit down at the table and you're like, well, I was thinking about the adventurous nouveau cuisine over here on this side of the menu, or I was going to order a brick of styrofoam covered in a sauce of nothing,
yeah.
Right? Because that's really what Randy Edsall is. Randy Edsall comes from that miserable Northeastern Bill Parcells school of football where they're like, special teams and defense, and then I humiliate everyone in the locker room. Then I eat a hot
sandwich. Hey, we can play exciting football. Oh, look, Jim Tressel has a son. Let's go hire him.
Yeah, my favorite part about Jim, this is, you know, replacement value is a very important concept. In other words, if you take something away, the feeling you have when it's removed, right, emotionally, says a lot about the innate value of that product, right? And when there was this insane rumor, right, a complete bullshit internet rumor that Tressel was retiring, right? That happens every year. Like, somebody's like, ooh, Joe Pa's retiring. And you're like, no, he's dying on the field. But still, somebody's like, well, maybe it's true. Well, Tressel, a rumor came out that Tressel was retiring. And Ohio State fans, to a man, if they didn't say bullshit, I saw one angry reaction. The rest of them were like, yeah. That's not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that happened.
Yeah, well,
he's like
funny.
The University of Maryland of coaches.
guess we're gonna need another guy who can win 10 wins a year. That's also, by the way, like, as boring as he is, that's a guy who wins like 9 or 10 games a year at the college level when he has to change players out, right, every single year. And for them to say that, like, they're that ridiculously spoiled, right? Like, I'm sure the prosperity will continue no matter who we put in charge.
Well, it's also, there are those guys that win all the time, but they're just so uninspiring as they do it. It's like Andy Reid, you know? Andy Reid wins 10 games every year, but everybody hates his guts, you know? It's just like, there's a difference, you know, between consistent win. Like, Denny Green won a lot, like, in Minnesota, but that didn't mean he was great, you know? It didn't mean, like, people were like, oh, God, I'm so glad we have Denny Green on our side. It doesn't work that way.
I think we can dub that the Schottenheimer-Tressel syndrome. Because all genetic disorders just need like a hyphenated name that's very long and quasi-Germanic, right? So I think the Schottenheimer-Tressel syndrome, where you're so uninspiring in your success that your replacement value is like zero. People are like, wow, an exciting 6-win season. That's so much better than those boring 10 wins we had.
Yeah.
East Carolina is the other team, which you probably know even less about. Which, honestly, everyone knows less about East Carolina. Can you name East Carolina's head coach? There's no shame in not knowing.
I know, like, Jeff Blake. He's from East Carolina.
That's true.
I know that I think they beat Miami one year, or they were going to play Miami, and there was a hurricane, and
they did beat Miami. I believe that was 97. I think that was 1997.
East Carolina pisses me off because, of course, they don't follow the directions of the states themselves. It's just weird. It's like they've invented a third state, you know, of the Carolinas, and that's where they want to be. It would be like naming a university like West Dakota. Like, there is no West Dakota, and there's a good reason for that, because there's already a North and South one. There hasn't been any established territory that's been, you know, put together and set aside specifically for West Dakota. So I don't know which line it is in. You know, I don't know how far east it is. You know, it might be in Kentucky. I don't really give a shit.
It's it at least is somewhat geographically appropriate. It is. Like,
they're pirates, right?
They are pirates.
They're pirates, and they're not even on the coast. I don't like it when I don't like the Pittsburgh Pirates because they're inland. Like, there's no pirates on one of the three rivers. Like, you have to be on the coastline to be a pirate team.
At what point, by the way, do you cease being a pirate? Like, at what mile marker do you cease being a pirate and you just become like a one-eyed gay mugger? Like, when does that happen? Is that 15 miles offshore? Is that 16 miles offshore? I'm not really sure. The East Carolina, by the way, also at least has the geography correct. It's not like the Florida schools where you have University of South Florida, which is actually kind of in like West Florida. Right? Like, USF is still the most egregious violator of geographic truth, because that's not South Florida. That's Tampa. Tampa's different. South Florida is Miami. And I understand. That's where
it's South. It's Southern, you know? It's Southwest Florida, but it's South. It's still direction. It's still mildly correct. East Carolina is just a state that doesn't exist, which annoys me.
Yeah, well, they have just made up a territory. They're like the Conk Republic. They're like these bastards in Texas who just, oh, it's the Lone Star Republic. Shut up, you're Texas.
Yeah, it would be like naming a university, you know, Texas 2. There's no Texas 2. There's just Texas.
That's Arizona's rebranding. It's on the way, by the way. Texas 2. the other thing about this bowl game that really sort of, I guess, weirds me out is that it's the Military Bowl. It's not even. They can't even, like, get a specific, right, like, branch of the military to get on board with this. They're like, no, just the Military Bowl. Just in general. That's not even, like, it's presented by Northrop Grumman, which makes it worse. Because then we have to explain to everyone what Northrop Grumman is.
They shoot, like surface-to-air missiles at halftime.
Here's how we kill things. I mean, now, if they want
to... Needs a security clearance to get in the stadium, they have to go through, like, a blow shower and all this horrible stuff.
Yeah, that's it. They've got... This game is so ambiguously sponsored because the Military Bowl, sponsored by Northrop Grumman, it's really the Military Industrial Complex Bowl when you get down to it. And it's at RFK, which, if you've never been to RFK, let us describe the game experience at RFK, because I have been for an MLS game, a DC United.
I've never been.
You've never been. Okay. Let me describe it to you. It sucks. It's a shambles of a stadium. Very old. A little charming until the seats start moving. There won't be enough people in the stands for this, by the way, to balance the seats, but they will move, and that's very, very disturbing. Also, a big sort of element of any game are the events that you get to do, right? Like, they get bowl week events, right? And I keep using this example, but, like, the Poinsettia Bowl was awesome because teams got to go to, like, SeaWorld, and they got to go to the zoo in San Diego. Which, frankly, if I'm, like, you know, 19 and rolling out in my sweats, it's a pretty good day, man. Free visit to the zoo. Free visit to...
Not bad.
No. You could do a lot worse. The events, by the way, here, there's going to be an after party at the DC Armory.
Ooh.
To the sounds of Sick Puffies, Scythian, and DJ Chris Styles.
It's like a party at the Citadel. It has no actual armed forces affiliation. It's like military, like the Citadel, like one of those places where it's like we pretend we're in the armed forces, but we aren't. You know?
Yeah, that's basically what this is. It's the Northrop Grumman Bowl at the DC.
By the way, I went to a U Maryland pep rally once for football. And the reason I went was because there was a Dave Attell concert. So I got tickets for Dave Attell, but it was, for some reason, it was combined with a pep rally for Maryland football. So, like, some guy came out, like, before it, and he was like, "Hey, who's the coach who took you to the Gator Bowl?" And everyone was like, "I don't know." And the guy's like, "Rob Fridge!" And then Fridge came out, like, waddled out onto the stage, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm glad you guys are here to support the team." And no one was there to support the team. They just wanted to see Dave Attell do stand-up comedy. And they were like... And he's like, "Oh, God, I'm glad." And then, like, the cheerleaders came out, and people were like, "When the fuck are the jokes going to start?" It was the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, that's bizarre. Yeah, I went to one of those, which was a pairing of a football pep rally with a Delight concert. This was, like, back in the day. This happened.
Oh,
it was a
awful
bunch of disgruntled, like, 1995 dance hipsters. And the University of Florida cheerleading team going, "Here we go, Gators, here we go." And in between, the crowd would yell with rage, as much rage as I guess a bunch of, like, people on ecstasy can make. They would yell, "Delight!" And the, like, two beats in between, "Here we go, Gators, here we go. Delight!" as loud as they could. And about halfway through, the cheerleaders just gave up before, but just walked off stage. And, like, they're like, "And Lady Miss Keir!" And I thought, this is the only time these two things are ever going to collide. The coach of East Carolina, you should know, by the way, is Ruffin McNeil, and he is one of these men who is so unbelievably fat that his belts, he's chosen in the divide between whether your belt goes south or north as a fat man, he's chosen to go ahead and just take the belt north, which I think is the ultimate kind of surrender. Like, Ruffin McNeil is completely given in to the pork, because the belt is under, it should be underneath if he has any hope of ever fighting back. No, he's got it over like Governor Pappy from Mississippi.
That's inevitable if your name is Rusty. That's just going to happen. He's also probably the sort of coach that would, you know, like, he ends up getting sued because he makes a kid run gassers and then the kid dies of heat stroke, like in August.
Yeah, he
if your name's Rusty and you're a coach, that's just going to happen.
Yeah, a Ruffin. Or it's even
better. I'm trying to get these boys to love Jesus. You know, it just happens like that.
Ruffin. It's Ruffin McNeil, and he also has back, like, he sweats no matter, he's just this big fat black dude, and he sweats no matter what the temperature is, like, just sweats. He looks like the guy who trained Glass Joe in Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Like, he's that fat.
Are you here for this game?
I'm in San Antonio for the Alamo Bowl.
Well, you enjoy watching the game from San Antonio. I'm very, 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 very excited to not watch it with you.
I'm going to be watching maybe a half of this if that happens. A random pick, by the way, since the best kind of pick, please, you know nothing about this game, pick away.
Oh, I live in Maryland. I'll pick Maryland.
Are you going to take Maryland? I'm Riversiding you, motherfucker. I'm going for East Carolina because even though they are just gay muggers with eye patches, since they're not actually on the coast, I like their style.
Awesome. Well, give me a call when the Food Product Bowl rolls around, and we can preview that one as well.
Oh, yeah, you don't know about the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl?
Yes, I do know. I do know about that one. I just like the generically tiled ones, like military bowl or textile bowl. I want the textile bowl.
Textile bowl. My favorite, the best bowl. It's a defunct bowl, but the Boot Hill Bowl. Like, you can't come up with a more desolate name for that than a famous cemetery, the Boot Hill Bowl.
That's great, isn't it?